What is going on, everybody? Welcome all to the very first episode of our rebranded podcast known as, Roach, you want to go ahead and take over?
Known as Guns, Geek Out and Shiz.
What the fuck?
Right?
Yeah. Geek Out and Shiz, stupid name, I know, but we can abbreviate it to G-O-N-S or Guns, like Roach likes to say. My name is Daniel.
My name is
Roach.
And, yeah, you guys remember two of us. Daniel 2, for the sake of confusion, is actually our newest guy. Vieta, you want to be called Daniel 2?
D2.
Just call me Vieta.
Vieta, you like Vieta?
Yeah, just call me Vieta. I'm so used to Vieta.
We'll go ahead and call him Vieta. Roach, you can go ahead and call him Vieta. I'll go ahead and call him Vieta. Our listeners can go ahead and call him Vieta.
For sure.
So, A lot of you guys know that I just got back from an E3, and I'm sure you guys got a lot of questions.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
What about you, Roach?
I got a couple questions.
What's up?
How was Batman Origins?
Batman Origins is sick.
That is a question everybody wants.
Batman Origins is sick. I love the new detective mode. They're not really calling it detective mode. They're calling it something along the lines of like case file system or something like that. And one of the things that they really showed off in the live demo was there was a helicopter, right, that got shot and it crashed and burned and the pilot died.
It was that weird backwards thing, right, where he works from it from the beginning and goes back to see what happened.
Yeah, dude, and it looks really, really cool. Like, it looks like they're implementing it really well.
Did they talk about how exactly that works? Is it like a button prompt that makes you go backward, or is it like Arkham City where you scan it and then it just automatically goes backward and then you go to the new area?
It's kind of like Arkham City where you scan it, except it doesn't work backwards automatically. You have to scan it. You have to scan a hint. So, for example, this guy scanned the pilot that fell out of the helicopter's window, right? And so what he got from that was that he fell out of the helicopter's window, obviously. But the helicopter, they traced it back to the way it swirled. This part was automatic. And then Batman dropped a verbal hint saying, I should probably find the first point of collision or something like that, in which case the player then has to go and look for where the wing of the chopper hit. He has to scan that, and then Batman drops another verbal hint where he finds the trajectory of where it was shot, and then he goes and he finds that, and it's just kind of like you work it backwards yourself.
Ooh. Verbal hint or inner monologue?
What's the difference?
If you look at his face, his lips won't move. So he's saying it in his head. So you're like in Batman's head.
Okay, which, yeah, in his head.
I'm sorry, that's me being nitpicky.
Because he's not talking to anybody. So it's in his head. But we can hear it. And that's just kind of what kind of drives us to find, you know, the hints and how to piece it all together. It's really cool. But I don't know if you guys, some of you know, some of you might not. Preface to that game is Black Mask drops, I believe it was a $50 million.
He drops a lot of money. Let's just
go. Yeah, something with 50. It's either million or billion, but it's not more or less. And basically...
No, he's just dropping 50 bucks.
No, he's not dropping... Oh, come on.
I lost 50 bucks.
And so basically all these assassins, including Deathstroke and Deadshot, you know, the Joker, Bane, they all come to Arkham, or rather, I'm sorry, Gotham, and try to kill the Bat.
I don't think Joker's an assassin. I think he's just there for the fuck of it.
Probably, but he's there, and he's blowing Bane's shit up, so.
That much.
All for 50.
Bane, if you watch that trailer, I think he's working for Joker, actually.
He is. They're working together. That's that's what was revealed. They're working together because I heard from the little demo that they showed, Bane grabbed Batman out of the elevator, took him to the Joker, and was about to kill him in front of Joker, but Joker's like, remember your end of the deal, and then Bane was like, okay, and he walked away and shit.
Okay.
By the way, dude, I love that Joker voice. I know it's not Mark Hamill, but damn.
Yeah. No, it was a good voice. The Batman voice came off as, like, different a little bit. I'm not sure if it's a different actor this time around. Do you know?
It is. Although Kevin Conroy, the animated series actor who did the Arkham games, did say he's working on another game for Batman, but it's not this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it sounded more like the growly kind, like the one from Dark Knight, and I was like,
Yeah, they put subtitles on that shit.
Probably.
Anyway,
they played it on a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, it is coming out on PS3.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Is it coming out on the next consoles?
Well, the producer said it wasn't.
Okay, well, it's been on project for like almost 2 years, so
yeah, So, I mean, you can't have it all, you know, but anyways, it looked really, really good.
Did you see the combat? Is it any different or is it still basically the same thing?
The combat is still kind of like the same thing. I did get to see some of it. It's like the same thing, except obviously just depends on your skill, how quickly you can react to the little counter thunderbolt things that pop up on top of the enemy's head type of thing. But that's pretty much the same.
Then I should
have a couple new moves.
Like what? Like, are you talking animations or like actual like button prompts?
Like actual button prompts, because you have a new weapon called I forgot what it was called, but it's basically this grapple thing that allows you to shoot a line and then shoot a line backwards, creating a tightrope for you. You can use that to do like
oh, you can get two enemies with it, right? Yes. Yeah,
you can get two enemies with it, but you can also use it to do one of those inverted takedowns on an enemy.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, like you can just put a line up somewhere and then walk over it, walk over an enemy, and then just drop down and do a takedown on them.
Oh, nice. Although you're going to land on the floor and then go up, I'm assuming.
You can do that too, actually. Holy crap. Holy crap, that's going to be cool. All right, now I'm even more excited.
Shock yourself.
I don't know. I didn't see any of that. Because obviously they didn't want to make you look – they didn't want to make the player look stupid, you know?
Yeah.
They wanted to look I don't know. It's kind of fun to do sometimes.
Yeah.
Look at Dark Souls. Look at how successful that is. And that makes you feel like a bitch.
Oh, my God. Ain't that
I'm not lying. That game makes you feel like a big bitch.
I mean, I like it, but I hate it.
Oh, yeah.
I never even played it because I knew how I'm a bitch. Yeah.
Save yourself the anger, man. Just don't do it.
I wasn't going to.
Good.
You did it? I mean, you get pissed off, but once you beat that boss, it's like the fucking boss rush right there. Let's call it that. Yeah, when you get aggravated and then you beat him.
That sounds fun. But I mean, the feeling of it sounds fun, but the going through the process, that adventure of fuck that.
Did you see the second one there?
I saw trailers. I didn't actually see it there.
Okay.
I probably wasn't even paying attention to it, though, because I knew that it was something that didn't interest me from the start. So.
Still, you got to branch out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I watched the Just Dance demo, man. That's branching out.
Dude, did you know Ghostbusters is in there?
Yeah, yeah. That I knew they were in there.
I want to play a Slimer.
I didn't see much for it. I just saw like the big posters and the wall things that they had up, but I didn't get a chance to go in there and check it out. See, what I was doing I was going and getting those Disney Infinity figures because they were free and they were random, so it was pretty cool.
And if you get the game, you already got a couple figures to start yourself off.
Absolutely. Like, I was actually lucky enough to get a playset, a $35 playset for free, and a $14 little figure for free, so that's going to be really cool for me, like, if I get the game down the road. But then I spent most of my time just walking around and meeting people, talking to people, because I wanted to kind of expand my network a little bit.
I hope you took some pictures, by the way.
Some what?
Some pictures.
Oh, I did. They'll be up. They'll be up. I took video, too, but the camera I was using was shitty, so you get a lot of handshakes, so I'm not even going to bother with that. All I know is that for sure I'm going next year already, so I'll just go ahead and prepare myself.
Google Glass for the video.
Huh?
Maybe next year you have Google Glass for the video.
You know what? I saw a tool bag walking around with a set of Google Glasses. I'm like, hey, that actually looks pretty cool.
The fuck?
Random story. I was watching the Game Informer's. They did like a little walking tour of E3, right? One of them grabs Google Glass and he's flipping through it, and the dude had it on a butt tumbler.
A what?
A butt tumbler. It's just like a picture of asses.
Wow.
Oh yeah. So.
She'd just go up to it and be like, Google search, butts, and then run away.
There you go. That tells you what people are going to do on the bus with that.
What are they going to do on the bus?
They're going to be looking at some asses.
Oh.
Yeah. Although, you know, Google blocks porn.
Yeah, they do. That surprised me.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. That this could possibly be like a lot of revenue for you and you block it? Like, really?
The porn industry's booming, Google. Where you at? Gotta get up on that ass.
Search engine, they're good.
So what's up, you guys? Any other questions?
Let me see. What other games were there? Wait, you played on the new consoles, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Two questions.
Sure.
Actually three. Hey, what games did you play?
Okay.
So we'll start with that, and then I'll go to the next one.
Okay. On the PlayStation 4, I played Drive Club, and on the Xbox One, I played Killer Instinct.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
I didn't expect you to go for Killer Instinct.
Oh, dude, that's a childhood game of mine. I know it sounds fucked up because that was a rated M game and I was playing it at like 10, but...
at like 8.
Really?
I did on N64. That's where they had the censored Blue Blood, though.
Yeah.
That and it was Sub-Zero and that game sucked.
Yeah. But no, both consoles feel really, really good.
Okay, yeah, that was one of my questions. How are the controllers? As opposed to like the ones now.
Okay, I'll start off with the PS4 and compare it to the PS3. So the DualShock 4, which is PlayStation 4's controller, feels a lot better than the PlayStation 3. My favorite thing about it were the triggers and the thumbsticks, how much more resistance they had compared to the PS3's loose-ass fucking sticks. It definitely feels it's going to be a lot more first-person shooter friendly. And the dead zone, in terms of the way that you have the amount of shit. How do I put this into words?
You say them.
Well, no shit. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but when you kind of tilt your PlayStation 3 thumbsticks, there's a bit of distance before it actually does anything. Yay, nay?
You mean like a lag?
Well, it's not really lag. Okay, whatever.
A little bit of lag.
It feels better.
Or it actually reacts.
Yeah, it feels better. It feels better. In terms of the Xbox One controller, the thumbsticks are a lot smaller than they were on the 360, and it feels heavier, and it feels better for big people, for rather big-handed people like myself.
So I can't play it?
You can play it. You can definitely play it, but I feel like the PlayStation 4 is just going to feel better for the people with smaller hands, and for the people with bigger hands, the Xbox One is obviously just going to feel a lot better because it's a bigger controller. It's not twice as big as the PlayStation 4's controller. It's just big enough to feel better in bigger hands.
Okay.
Wider?
No, about the same. About the same. It's just taller.
So yeah, because they move the Xbox button up to the top.
Yeah.
You still click that thing, or is it just like...
You can still click it.
Okay, because I was expecting to do extra work and turn the console on with my finger.
No, you can actually... Now you can just say Xbox on, it'll turn on for you.
Just talk to it. Does that mean it's going?
Just talk to it.
Yeah, just talk to it.
Will it talk back? Because, you know, I already talked to myself. If I can talk to my console, that's better.
I don't know about all that for you forever alone types, but...
I just like talking to myself when I play games. It's how I strategize.
Yeah, I can do that sometimes too, except I pretend like I'm talking to somebody instead of just talking to myself.
You look for comfort in your Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing good, right, Xbox? Yes.
So now, if I may reverse the question onto you, which console are you going to be getting first?
Wait, PS4. Who's you?
Both of you.
Oh, okay.
PS4.
PS4.
Why?
No hesitation. Well,
Final Fantasy. that was me. I'm a fan of, I fucking love Final Fantasy.
I'm getting. What do you think of it? Because some people are bitching about Final Fantasy 15.
I'm not.
Huh?
Me or Roach?
Well, the one that's talking about Roach. Roach. Because okay. You know, people are saying, "What the fuck was it?" There was something that was too realistic about it that made it less fantasy.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean.
Indeed. Gameplay looks fun.
Yeah, it just fucking looks badass. It's Final Fantasy.
I don't know, I never played a Final Fantasy game before besides the one on PSP.
I feel like every single one. I beat every single one.
God.
Yep, all 13, well, 15, including 10, 2, and 13, 2.
Wow.
Have you done the MMOs yet?
No.
Are you going to touch the new MMO?
Huh?
Are you going to touch the new MMO?
The new one, yeah. The Realm Reborn, something like that.
Yep.
14.
Yeah. I'm going to get it. I'm going to try it for like a month.
I think that's going to be the only PS4 exclusive for Final Fantasy, right? Or is it also going to be on the one?
No, that one's the exclusive for PS4.
No, they're both going on one.
The MMO is going to be an exclusive for PS4, PS4 and PS3.
Yeah, that one is, I think.
Oh, okay.
Because it came out on that beforehand, so.
Yeah.
But 15 and Kingdom Hearts are coming out on Xbox One. Right. But PS4 for me, I don't know, I just liked it better.
I will admit one thing. Well, a couple things. One, it is a more powerful platform. whether or not developers, in terms of third-party AAA titles, will develop to reach that extra power is up to them.
You have to give it, because remember how long it took the PS3 to get to that point.
Exactly. And however, I will also admit that it looks better than the Xbox One.
Really? Even though you called it the Xbox One Italic?
You know, I'll admit, I was popping my jokes, you know. But, after looking at it in person, I do admit that it does look a lot better than the Xbox One. And it's not so much the fact that it's a slanted, quote-unquote, version of it, but rather it's like half the size of the Xbox One, and it's a more stylized geometric figure. So it's like, as an artist, it appeals to me. It looks more, I guess, creative to me, as opposed to the Xbox One just slab of a rectangle that it is, you know?
The VCR box?
Yeah.
I don't know. I miss VCRs. That might be a good nostalgia box for me.
It could be.
I'm getting definitely PS4 first. Xbox One will probably come later, because, dear God, do I want to play Titanfall.
I think, oh my God, you know what?
Apple's PS4 also later on.
Yeah. I don't know about that yet, but no, I heard a rumor that it's a timed exclusive. So it's only going to be on the Xbox One for about a year, and then possibly come out on other consoles /PC, you know, after that.
Oh, fuck that. I'll just get it on PC.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my ass kicked on PC, but I'll get it on PC.
Yeah, well. Are you building one, by the way, or no?
No, I don't have a job or money.
Yeah.
If I get either of those two, fuck yes, I'm going to learn to build one, because my shitty laptop can barely run Arkham City on low.
Holy crap, seriously?
Well, no, it can run actually really well on low, but if I play medium, it's terrible frame rate.
Damn, that sucks.
Like, I had to benchmark it. I got like 23 frames per second max.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, it sucks.
But again, it's a laptop. It's not a gaming laptop, and it's not a gaming computer. So I'm just kind of forcing it to do what I want.
True.
I can run other games on medium, but anyways, what else? What else? Reason for PS4? I don't know. I just want to. I started Xbox 360 this generation, but I very quickly went to PS3.
Why is that?
Well, for one, I don't have to pay for online.
Now you do.
I have not had. No, I know now I do. That was a brilliant smokescreen by Sony. You gotta admit, if they didn't mention the used game shit, people would have bitched.
You know what? After we get done here, I want you to go onto my personal Facebook page and then go watch that video that I pimped out, and watch it from 43 minutes, because the guy Linus Sebastian is a very popular tech guy on YouTube. He talks about how brilliant Sony is for using Microsoft's PR fuck-ups to take advantage of that. However, we shouldn't for a minute stop to think that Sony's not on the way to that either. Okay,
because first party wise, they'll support used games, but they did say, like, afterwards, third parties, we don't know what they're going to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, you know, Sony at the end of the day also wants just as much control for the living room that Microsoft does. It's just that Microsoft right now is the one that's actually being verbal about it and open about it, whereas Sony's just being like, oh, well, okay, we'll just go ahead and hang out here, and, you know, if anything, we'll go ahead and do it for the PS5.
That's fine. I can wait for the PS5 for that.
Yeah.
I mean, by that point, they have every mistake Microsoft had made to learn from.
Yeah, and just like how Microsoft had every mistake to learn from for the PS3, despite coming out a year before. Because let's be honest, numbers don't lie. Boys lie, girls lies, but numbers don't. And, Xbox 360 really just did obliterate the Wii and the PlayStation 3 down the road at the end of this generation.
Well, they had to struggle against the Wii at first, but then people stopped buying it.
Yeah, because everybody had one. Those fuckers are made out of, like, titanium or something, because they last.
Nintendo always lasts.
Yeah.
By the way, did you try Nintendo game?
Yeah, no, I was actually right about to talk about that. I feel like Nintendo's not getting a lot of publicity, which is a good thing on their end, because obviously, like, how the hell is the Wii U supposed to compare against an x86 platform like the PlayStation 4 or Xbox One? But
that just flew over my head.
It's PC terminology.
I will learn.
Yeah, you'll learn. But in terms of games, they seem to be, like, the ones who really have a stronger lineup with the new Zelda game. They're getting a Xeno game. They're getting Witchblade 2. And then they had Super Mario World.
Witchblade.
World. Huh?
Witchblade. You mean Bayonetta?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bayonetta. Which I don't know why I'm thinking, because I'm thinking Xenoblade, and I combine that with.
Oh, no, just called X.
What?
They're just calling Xenoblade X.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but that's why I thought about it, because I know it's called Xenoblade on other platforms, and it just kind of Blade and yeah. Anyway,
they didn't have an E3. It was the new Guilty Gear.
No, they didn't. Oh, they didn't. The only thing, you know what bummed me out too, is the only thing for Pokemon XY that they had was just a freaking video. Like, I would have loved to gotten a chance to at least see it, you know, up front and stuff, but they didn't. But it's okay. They did have
for this summer.
I'm sorry, what?
You don't have to wait for this summer on Japan's not getting it first.
They're not?
No, it's worldwide release.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's so, cool. I still would have loved to see some of it there, though. You know, more than just a poster and a trailer.
From a poster.
What do you feel about the fairy types?
I'm not sure. I think
with this fairy type Pokemon?
Yeah, it's a new type now.
Oh god.
I think it's dragons.
Yeah.
Dragons?
Yeah, because they say dragons are OP, so they're doing this to balance the game.
Dragons are like the dragon.
You know, here's my thing about the new type. Fairy types, right? I think it's a cool way to bring a new type, a new dynamic into the game. However, I hate how they're taking old Pokemon that were classified as different types and they're converting them into this new type, such as the I think her name is Gardevoir. There you go. Such as her, such as the little pink kitty,
a Meryl. Meryl's a fairy type.
Are you serious? The little water blue ball?
Yes, Poke Blue.
What the hell?
Pika Blue.
You see, like, this is my... That's the only thing that affects me negatively. That changes my opinion in terms of, you know, what the hell are they doing, you know?
They know what they're doing. I mean, Pokemon still hasn't run out of popularity.
Of course not. It's actually still the second, you know, selling franchise for Nintendo next to Mario, but...
Fuck Mario.
Why?
I'm bored of him.
Well... I think we all are, but it doesn't stop it from being like a really cool game, a really fun party game, family game. I think you had another question that you wanted to ask me about consoles.
How is the graphical fidelity? Because a lot of people are bitching that it doesn't look next gen.
Okay, here's the thing.
We're looking through a computer screen half the time.
Let me go ahead and just reiterate on this a little bit. Do you guys remember when the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3 first came out?
Yep.
Those consoles didn't look next gen either. And that's not because the console sucked, but that's because developers were learning how to develop games to look good on the platforms that they were meant for, you know? And it's going to be the same thing here. Personally, they don't look next-gen right now in terms of what I saw. But that's not to say that they won't look next-gen down the road. The one thing that I have seen already up front is a lot more particles in the environment, as well as... a massive, massive environment alone, you know? Had a lot of games like Mad Max and a couple of others that have maps that are literally bigger than Skyrim's, but like...
Holy shit.
By like two times, literally. That's what the next generation is doing.
It's way too big.
Gross.
Mad Max looks cool. I'm not gonna lie. It looks like Borderlands meets Death Race. If you guys know what that is.
That's dope.
It's not a racing game by any stretch of the imagination, but Death Race in the sense that you have to modify your car for survival type of thing.
Yeah, if you've seen Mad Max, you would know that.
Yeah. So that's probably something that I'm looking forward to. I'm not sure if that's going to be a PlayStation 4 exclusive, but they did play it on the PlayStation 4, and it looked really, really good. Not graphically, but just in terms of content, story.
Is it an open world?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Is there a Thunderdome?
I'm not sure yet. They didn't say anything for that.
Frick.
There probably will, and if it's not there, then they'll probably make it DLC.
Fucking DLC.
Yeah.
I still want the Borderlands 2 DLC, but...
You still haven't got any of it?
Nah. The only one I got was the Necromancer. She's fucking fun. Yeah. Oh my god.
You still playing Borderlands?
Fuck yeah, I still play Borderlands.
I don't.
Oh, you suck.
But no, but that's because it's nothing against the game. It's just, for some reason, like, after I've seen all this next generation stuff and after I've played on the two new consoles, it's like I feel outdated by going back to the Xbox 360. Like, I have, like, this stigma against it right now just because I'm spoiled.
Man, nostalgia doesn't mean shit for you.
It did with Final Fantasy 13 and, like, the three different CDs, but...
Okay, how happy are you to get Metal Gear?
Not as happy as I could be.
Oh, you don't play Metal Gear, do you?
No.
Okay, never
mind. Well, that one looks good.
It does.
I'm excited for Metal Gear.
It makes you feel better, Vieta. I'm not exactly happy about Halo Spartan Assault either, and Halo's one of my games.
Yeah, like the mobile game?
Yeah, it's the mobile game. Mostly because I don't like the main character that it's going for. In terms of, like, actually supporting and stuff like that.
Oh.
It's that bitchy Spartan that tried getting Dr. Halsey arrested in the Spartan Ops campaign.
Oh, okay.
It's her.
Ah.
Fuck this. Is it an RTS, like a Halo Wars?
No. It's actually a top-down twin-stick shooter.
Ah. I don't know. I think I would like that as an RTS. It would work so much better on a tablet.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. What else was there? Graphical fidelity was, I guess you said, all right, give it time.
Yeah, give it time.
Did anybody go to Best Buy for Nintendo's E3?
Why would we go to Best Buy for Nintendo's E3?
Because they were having some of the E3 games that they had over there as demos. They had them at the Culver City Best Buy over here.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
Which is weird, because, you know, they didn't do the actual press conference. They did the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
Across the street from E3, they were doing the whole Ouya thing.
Yeah, they were doing. They had like a little Ouya, a little party thing there. Like all the time, though, from like I don't know, from like opening of E3 to like 7 p.m., which was an hour after E3 closing. Yeah. They had people can go and play the Ouya. I didn't do it just because I don't care for it.
I heard everybody was getting drunk over there.
Yeah, because it was free beer.
Oh my god, I should have gone.
It was free beer and it was open to the public.
Son of a bitch.
That was fucked up. E3 called the cops on them.
Huh. They did?
Yeah, because they're having a little feud, because that's why Ouya wasn't in E3, I guess. So the ESA had parked trucks in front of their display, which then they moved the display around.
Oh, wow.
The trucks, in front of the trucks, and then they called the cops, but the cops couldn't do anything because the Ouya had a permit. And yeah. Those guys had a permit to be there.
Wow.
So, ESA was being a dick.
Well, that's not surprising, but it does suck, you know, but whatever. We'll see. I don't know how I feel about that console. I think it's like, what, $1,000, right?
I thought it was $100.
Oh, it's $99.
Okay, so then which one's $1,000? Oh, no, sorry. I'm thinking of the Piston Steam Box that came out at CES. Hasn't come out, rather, but was announced at CES.
It's $1,000?
Yeah.
What the hell?
It makes no sense. You might as well just build your PC.
People buy it. Because, it has Steam attached to it. I'm not going to buy it. But, you know, people will buy it.
Oh, yeah. It'll have a market for sure.
Which is mainly the hardcore PC fuckers.
Yeah. Because it's a modular PC. That's all it is. Shit, I was even thinking of buying it. But then I'm like, no, I'll just build my own for probably the same.
And the master race will continue to brag.
Yeah. So what else?
Don't turn into an elitist, okay?
No. I'll never turn into an elitist. Although, I do feel that... In terms of this upcoming generation, people shouldn't really, and this is actually me, like, you'd be surprised, people shouldn't really talk negatively about either the PlayStation 4 or the Xbox One. Granted, they do. I just feel like they shouldn't, because both are extremely powerful platforms. And the one thing that I feel like really just depends on the user is the games, you know? Like, yeah. Ultimately, the games are what really should drive your decision. And for me, why I've chosen to go with the Xbox One is because not so much the checking in 24 hours, though that doesn't bother me because I know I'm going to do it anyway. Not so much the Kinect being on because I know that it's not going to record me while I'm like jacking off or something.
But, turn on. Hello, Daniel.
Or I'll just like put a post-it in front of the lens or something. I don't care about that, you know. It's more so the fact that I know that there's going to be a Gears of War, which I'm going to get. I know that there's a Halo on the way, which I'm going to get. The only reason that I had for getting a PlayStation 3 and a PlayStation 4 at all was for Kingdom Hearts 3, which now I know is coming out on the Xbox One. I don't let people borrow games anyway, not because I'm a dick like that, but because I don't have that many friends. Ooh, sorry. anyway, so it's like none of what everybody's speaking negatively about the Xbox One actually affects me negatively. And not to mention, I am somebody with bigger hands, so I do like a bigger controller.
No.
What? Roach is lagging. All right. Well, that's one of the flaws of Skype. You know, we do. This is the only episode that's going to be done over Skype. And so that's one of the things that unfortunately we have to deal with. So moving on. So that's really like why I chose to go with an Xbox One. I know that eventually the exclusives on it mean more to me than the exclusives on the PS4.
Which there were only four at the conference.
Which, yeah.
Good exclusives, but still, only four.
Yeah. That's cool.
They didn't have an infamous playable demo there, did they?
They didn't. They had an infamous live demo there.
That game looks fucking great.
Yeah, it looks cool.
It does. It just looks... Oh, my God.
For me, Killzone really, really stood out to me a lot.
I don't know. Does it still look as heavy as the other Killzones were? Because it's the only thing I really don't like. It's like you're fucking...
You're like big and massive?
Your character doesn't even look big and massive. Well, none of the characters look big and massive. It's just that they move really heavy.
It's not, yeah. It doesn't look as big. I'm sorry. It doesn't look as heavy, though it looks incredibly deep, if that makes any sense. Like, just environments look massive, and from a first-person shooter, it just looks incredible. And Killzone looks like one of the games where the dev is actually, like, reaching some of that PS4 potential before, like, any of the other games do, like, graphical elements.
Well, Guerrilla's not, you know, they're not to be underestimated, right, considering what they did with all the Killzone games.
Oh, exactly, but that game looked phenomenal.
Killzone looks great.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying.
You know what? Disappointed. Naughty Dog wasn't there.
You're right. Holy crap.
Considering The Last of Us came out. This,
I mean, they had that game out to play, but they didn't. Yeah, Last of Us. But they didn't. Huh?
Later. You can buy it like 4 days later.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
By the way, really, really want.
Oh, you haven't picked it up yet?
I don't know. I want it so bad, though. That game looks so fucking great.
I wanted to, but I don't even have a PS3 anymore.
Yeah, neither do I.
There are another ones you don't underestimate. They did great things with Uncharted.
Yeah, they did. They really, really did.
I never played the third one.
I think it's like cheap now.
Yeah, I know. It's like $10, but still. I'll wait for a goatee or something.
Yeah, makes sense. All right.
How was Drive Club?
Drive Club was surprisingly fun. It's like... It's
simulation game, right? It's not an arcade racer?
Yeah, no. It's a simulation game in terms of the racing style with... arcade type of elements. So if you remember Most Wanted, Need for Speed Most Wanted, how everything was a competition between you and your friends list.
Yeah.
It's like that too. So randomly there'll be a challenge and it'll be like a drift challenge or a speed challenge where you'll be competing against your friend on the number one player on your friends list, their time, to beat their time or something like that. And it's pretty cool. It's pretty competitive. I like it.
Very glad I don't have that many friends, because I will get super obsessed with beating people.
Yeah.
While we're on the top of car games, Forza, did they show the new Need for Speed?
Yeah, there was Rivals.
Okay, Rivals, and then Ubisoft's new game, which I'm very interested in, The Crew. What did you think about this?
I saw a little bit. It looked pretty cool. Like what, MMO racing?
Yeah.
I guess.
I'm not sure how that's going to work on console, to be honest with you. Because let me tell you, from my experience with racing games, it's fun for a little bit, and then you get bored. I'm not sure how the MMO is gonna change this or revolutionize racing games at all, but we'll see.
Add more content?
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, you can upgrade your car, right? So you could probably spend time there.
Yeah, and then... earn your frustration as you race those people who just beat you all the time, right?
I'm just thinking of Mario Kart right now where you fucking try and race someone online. Their sprite sits there, you'll race the whole track, and they won.
Dude, isn't that some shit?
That pissed me off. I always thought that was like a glitch or something. It was probably just lag, but, you know.
Yeah, man. I'm so, like, that's why I don't play Mario Kart 7 online anymore, because I just get frustrated. Huh?
Did they do the same thing on there?
Yeah, dude.
Wii.
They fucking... Okay, and I'm not trying to sound racist here, so please excuse me, but...
Racist.
Especially with the Japanese people, man. Like, their cars just look like they sat there at the start line, and then before you knew it, in like a minute and some seconds, they were done already.
Kind of just brutal too. They're just faster than us.
Yeah.
They need to bring back Burnout.
They are?
They need to.
They need to.
Oh, they need to.
As long as Criterion's working on the Need for Speed, though, they probably won't.
And Burnout was the best.
Never played it.
It was pretty. It was like the funnest racing game I think I've ever played. I think it's the only racing game I've ever played. But it was fun.
Damn, Roach, you okay?
Hey, man, I'm hungover, right?
He's like, damn, man, I'm hungover, all right. Fucking Roach. So let's see, what else, you guys? Is that it?
Well, I'm trying to think of. There was almost too many games to really remember.
Yeah.
There was a lot I was interested in. It was a. What was it? I'm assuming they didn't have a demo of it, but Destiny?
They had a live demo of it, and unfortunately, I couldn't get in because it was for the press and the media only. Anybody who wanted to get in had to go and stand in like this 2-hour-long wait, and I'm just like, eh.
If it's press, I'm willing to do that. If it was a 2-hour-long wait for anyone else.
If it was press, you got in at the front automatically, hands down. No questions asked. Like, that's why all the people, the regulars, you know, the commoners, had to go around the corner and stand in a line for like 2-3 hours long, while the media and the press were getting priority in and out. And fuck, I was jealous, but it looks great from what they showed.
That was another really MMO-y game.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what is the exclusive content that's going to go on the PS4, because that might be my decision maker right there. Because Destiny looks amazing. It's like a more mature version of Borderlands.
Actually, I would call it a bigger version of Borderlands because it's not just 4-player.
More mature and more social version of Borderlands. How about that? Because it's not animated either like Borderlands.
Don't you mean? Whatever.
Because, you know, in Borderlands, you had things that... You had little dynamics that added humor to the game, such as... what's his name? Little Robot. What's his name?
Claptrap.
How the fuck did I forget that? But you have like him, and then you had stupid like looking character designs and all that stuff. And Destiny just feels a lot more serious, a lot more mature in terms of their art style and their.
I would call that more streamlined, whereas Borderlands was more niche. But even Borderlands, although being admittedly a little niche, still got into the mainstream pretty easily.
Oh, absolutely, because it was like a great thing, you know.
Took advantage of people's obsessive, you know, loot.
Hell yeah.
Stink.
Shit, don't play Borderlands with me. I'm going to just tell you that right now.
Why?
Because I steal shit. Like, all the loot I get. I'll
duel you for everything.
That's actually fair, but...
If I got my siren, you're fucked. If I got my assassin, we'll see. If I got Gage, you're fucked.
I don't think so, but okay.
Oh, Gage summons up a robot.
Is he?
Gage summons up the Necromancer. Summons up a robot, and oh damn, that thing will wreck shop if you have it like maxed out. Then if you let me build my stats before I fight you, you're fucked.
Oh fuck that! If you're gonna build your stats, I gotta build my stats too.
It's only fair.
It's only fair.
And then if you're playing Psycho, you're fucked. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen Psycho. He looks cool.
If he goes like berserk, his melee damage goes up like 200%, and he'll fill if he kills you. All of his health will go all the way back up.
Holy crap. That's awesome.
And then if you max out the middle skill tree and you go below 30% health and you activate your ability, he'll become a badass psycho. So he'll like literally grow taller and one of his hands shrinks. Granted, you got to take so much damage just to get to that point.
So yeah, guys, let's try to go to E3 next year together.
I'm down. We got to get a limo, get all tux.
Come on, dude. Limo, really?
Yeah, I call that the bus.
I'm gonna take the fucking train. I did that every day this time around. Took the train, dropped me off right in front of the convention center. Didn't struggle for parking.
Train's too far away from me. I can just take the bus. It drops me off like right down the street.
Well, you can take the bus. I could drive to the train station and just take the train.
I'll walk it.
No, you won't.
I know I won't. It's gonna be like it's like a race who gets there for more public transportation.
Yeah. It's like you don't walk it to my house and you live down the street. Like
I've walked it from your house to my house, though.
Yeah, but that's because I don't know why that was because, but that's because.
And like in the dark, I could have gotten checked.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
Bitch.
I didn't. I didn't. But, you know, I could have. Shit happens on Adams. Shit gets crazy on Adams. I've seen somebody poop in the middle of the street on Adams.
That's nasty.
I know.
That's nasty. All right, but if we don't have any oh wow, okay, let me go ahead and retry that. If you don't have any more questions, then we can go ahead and call this one an episode.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I guess.
Vieta, you don't have any more questions? Are you sure?
Did they show Crimson Dragoon?
Yeah, they did. That was actually one of the playable games.
Did it look good?
It looked good, and it was fun.
Was it still mute?
No.
Not mute.
No, it wasn't mute. Hey, you know what?
Okay. That's a game that slipped my mind.
Which one?
Battlefield 4.
I didn't play it.
Okay.
But I did see it. It looks good. For me, it's going to be a PC thing.
No,
well, then you'll have a PC to run it, but...
I do, but it's gonna be a PC thing for me just because I like the 32v32 kind of experience going into it. But that's
fun to drive a building.
Yeah. On the subject of EA, though, I wanted to go ahead and bring this up. Probably my second favorite thing that I saw there was this little third-person shooter called Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Oh, dude, how was it? Because that looked immensely fun.
That is going to be super, super fun. And I'm just so happy that it's going to be an Xbox One exclusive.
Oh, damn, I thought it was coming out on PC, too. Fuck it.
Xbox One and 360.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I can play for 360.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it looked really, really fun. Like, it's kind of like, I want to say it's like Team Fortress in terms of the class-based type of thing, which it is, kind of. But at the same time, it's also, what they showed off was like the Horde mode out of Gears of War, so.
They are doing multiplayer, though, right?
Yeah. They are going to do multiplayer. They are going to do a competitive multiplayer.
There you go.
Yeah, and it's going to look, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it so, so much.
That looks fun. I'm going to get it.
I like that disco zombie.
Which one? The disco?
Disco.
Yeah, he was stupid.
I don't know. I started laughing when he came out.
He was stupid, and the team that was playing killed them so easily, but...
What the hell was Peggle 2?
What the hell was what?
Peggle 2. That was the last thing that dude announced. He got super excited. No one clapped or anything. He just shouted, "We're announcing Peggle 2," and ran off the stage.
Peggle 2. I've heard of Peggle, but I've never played it, so I wouldn't know how to answer that.
Okay, I just know he's become a joke.
That sucks, but...
That's hilarious.
All right, cool. So let's just go ahead and end it off here. Roach, you want to pimp it out?
Pimp what out?
Pimp yourself out, slut.
I'm already a pimp.
The podcast, so the whole social networking stuff.
All right, then. So should I just get a hooker?
Sure.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Do it then.
All right then. Well, this was Guns. Geek Out and Shiz. I'm Roach.
And you're drunk, so let me go ahead and take over. So thank you all for listening to episode 1 of Geek Out and Shiz, abbreviated as GONS for memory, I guess, purposes, right? Yes?
Or did it just hurt to say the name?
Yeah, just so that we don't have to say the name. And, you know, again, it'd help us out a lot if you guys can go ahead and like the Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, YouTube to come soon. We'll go ahead and link you all down below. Thank you.
Which will come next year.
Sure.
Yeah.